Alaska wildfire managers are anticipating the possibility of an early season. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, this winter's unusual weather is prompting concerns.
Wildfire season has been trending earlier in recent years, and this year could allow fires in some locations at a time when the ground is normally snow-covered or too wet to burn. Bureau of Land Management Alaska Fire Service spokesman Mel Slater says an agency meteorologist has indicated there could be a problem.
The low snowpack that we've gotten and the extremely warm weather that we've received over this winter has exposed a lot of the fuels that are out there, and many parts of the state are pretty dry.
Slater says Alaska Fire Service will ramp up elite firefighting crews a month earlier than normal.
Bring on 8 smoke jumpers and a smoke jumper aircraft by April 9th, with an additional 8 smoke jumpers by April 16th.
The State Division of Forestry is also accelerating preparations.
We're definitely looking at trying to be ready as early as possible.
That's State Forestry Public Information Officer Tim Mowry. Mowry says initial attack fire crews will be brought on in early and mid-May, a couple weeks before normal, with the focus on a few areas.
The Kenai Kodiak area, which typically has an earlier fire season than the interior, and Southwest Alaska, that tends to be a little earlier fire season too, or can be.
Mowry stresses that weather conditions could change over the next couple of months, but that fire managers want to be ready in case things do flare up early. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.